Harry? Wait a second. Dan? Murder? Who?
Stania, my friend.
Right. I just need to get my paycheck from Alexei, and then we can go to the festival.
Hey, I'll go in too. Maybe Mab is here.
Are you sure you wanted me to look in the spider-filled basement?
Merlins? Are you okay, dear? What's wrong? Last time I saw someone with their face like that was when I was stealing their soul.
Say, Airy, how about you wait out here, and I get my paycheck and stuff?
Right. I'm sure whatever is in there, I'll be able to handle it.
No, it's very bad, and I don't want to see what will happen. I'm willing to bribe you with anything you want in order to stall this event for as long as I possibly can. Just name it.
You know what I like about you, hon? I like how you're so honest, even when you're trying to be sneaky. It's so cute to see you trying to hide something from me.
Well, she's happy. I guess that is one crisis averted, but for how long? I don't want to lie to her, but Dan is my friend and I can't betray him. I need to speak to him and get his side of the story. But how can I do that without Airy catching on?
Hey, Mallets! Guess what? I'm being plot convenient today.
Oh, hey, Mav. Have you seen Merlitz?
He said he needed to fight some weird gerbils and stuff.
Oh, okay then.
This is great! Now I can talk to Dan. And I can trust Mab to keep Airy busy and happy with some sort of girl activity while I'm away doing this.
Since Merle isn't here, you got any embarrassing stories of him?
Three words, Airy. Christmas party photos.
This I have to see.
Yeah, I've been getting headaches the past few days. So the doctor said to take one every evening for a week. It's not so bad. They taste a bit like grape soda. Besides, it gives me an excuse to take the week off with some relaxation. And who knows? Maybe a romantic encounter or two.
Dan! I need you right now!
Ha! Huh, I knew she was a cover. Pay up, Gyrus.
Frig!
Gee, Merle. I never knew you had feelings like that for me.
What?
No! You egotistical twit! I need to ask you a question!
Oh. Alrighty then. What can I help you with?
Okay, you see... it goes like this. There is... You know, Dan, it's really hard to talk to you when you are bleeding all over the floor.
Well, aren't we Mr. Picky today?
Okay, have you ever, in any of your adventures, encountered and slain a succubus named Destania?
Destania. You know, that name is very familiar, though I can't quite place it. Is she kind of golden in color? Wears pink? Often seen lurking about in mazes with spirits?
That's Mrs. Pac-Man, Dan.
Oh, so it is. I don't suppose they would be related in any way, perchance.
Dan, my girlfriend thinks you killed someone very close to her, and so she wants to kill you. You're my friend, so...
Wait, you have a girlfriend?
Yes, she's an ex-succubus, and she wants you dead for supposedly killing Destania. So have
you... Is she some kind of a dog?
What? No, she's a feline who wants you dead.
I see. You don't suppose she wouldn't mind hooking me up with some of her cute canine friends of hers, do you?
Oh no, not at all. I'm sure she wouldn't mind after she kills you.
You know... There is an old proverb that says, the love of a succubus shall only lead thee to heartache.
What?
Never mind. Just silly stuff. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow I'll go ask some contacts if they can find some information on this Destania.
Thanks, Dan. I'll try to keep Airy off your back till then, although keep an eye out and try to avoid her if you can.
No problem.
That also includes you don't try to hit on her either, Dan.
Well, jeez. Talk about no fun. Not tonight, Pip. I've got a rather nasty headache.
Hey, baby. What's your sign?
Exit. Now how about you go and use it? Ugh, jerks. I swear that has to be the second worst thing about being a succubus.
Second? What is the first?
Look out, miss! There's a bat in your hair! I hope Dan can find some answers. In the meantime, I guess I have to keep Aerie away from here. Maybe I can convince her to go on a beach trip or...
Oh, hi, Merlitz. Ariana is looking for you. If I knew you were going this way, I wouldn't have told her to go to Lost Lake.
Oh my gods!
You know something, Pip? Merlitz seems very stressed out these days. You would think with all that running he does, he would be in good shape.
Merlitz? Sorry, dear. I haven't seen Merlitz for a few hours now. Perhaps if you ask one of the patrons, they might know.
Aw, thanks anyways. Well, darn. I wonder where he could be. And there's something odd about this place. I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's some familiar feeling.
Back! Hey, miss! There's a bat in your hair!
No, you uncultured idiot. I happen to be a succubus union with... I can't think of anything to say to this scenario.
Finally made it back to Lost Lake. I just hope I'm in time to prevent Dan and Aerie from meeting.
Hey, Merlitz. I think I just found your girlfriend.
Wonderful. Perhaps you can now help me find the rest of my skull.
Aerie, wait! Stop!
What? Merlitz? What are you doing here?
Hear me out for a second! You can't kill Dan! I know you're mad, but you have to relax and think this through before you do something rash that you might regret later.
Very true. Thanks. You're right. I can't just kill Dan. Doing that would be too quick when what he deserves is a long and slow torture. Now stay back, darling.
Gee, thanks a ton, Merlitz.
Whoa, he's too fast. I can't seem to get a hold of him. How does someone get to be that quick and agile?
What's this? Is Wildy Sand trying to take on the Master of Dance?
Danny boy, I'm gonna hit you so hard the planet is gonna spin twice as fast.
I never liked violence. Doubly so when it's my friends who are fighting. So here is my proposition. Either you both quit fighting long enough to explain your reasons, or I will make you guys have a long time out.
Yay! Good choice! Now let's talk things out over cake!
Must you ruin all my fights with common sense, Mab? I see I'm not going anywhere. So I guess this is the time you tell your flashback story.
If I must. I first met Destania at the Saya, which is an academy for the succubi and incubi species to learn our trade and history. Destania was an instructor at Saya, and under her teachings I learned everything about the ways of the succubi. However, she was more than a teacher. She soon became my best friend. She was an amazing succubi, a true creature of beauty and grace.
Since we're on the topic, I don't suppose you know any cucanine friends you could hook me up with.
Don't interrupt my emotional flashback story. I can still just kill you. One day she left for an assignment and never came back. It was my last year at the academy, so I couldn't leave to find her. Days turned to weeks and then months, each with no word from her. Finally, I graduated and set off to find Destania. The first place I went to was the Temple of the Phoenix Oracles. If anyone knows anything, it's them. Of course, the oracles aren't very famous for their clarity and straightforwardness. Luckily, they were very sympathetic to my story.
The star that shines withers the rose of midnight.
After that, I spent years searching, but to no luck. I had just about given up when I met Merlitz, and here we are now.
Listen, that oracle was talking junk. I haven't killed any succubi, and I don't know any Destania.
Daniel, must you always fight outside my inn? What is this about not knowing anyone by the name of Destania? I know you're forgetful, but geez, even that...
What? Who is it?
It's Mom's maiden name. I could have sworn she told you that.
What?
Aha! I knew that name was very familiar.
After Dasdani left, she'd been attacked. Just barely winning, she'd stumbled into an inn with the hopes of getting shelter from the incoming storm. However, beings back then weren't too accepting of creatures, and the group was ready to finish her off. Which they might have, had it not been for the innkeeper, Edward T. Fiona.
All right, that's enough. There will be no slaves going on tonight. Fiona, are you mad? She's a demon!
She'll kill you!
Hey, this is my inn, and if I want to let beautiful women devour my soul in my sleep, then that's the way it's gonna be, you hear?
Dad never was too much in the common sense department. Guess that's where Dan gets it.
Hey!
Do not interrupt the flashback.
Dasdania, was it? I'll show you to a room where you can rest and see to it no one else causes you trouble.
You shouldn't be so kind. You know by my laws it's my job to destroy you now.
If that's how you feel things must be, then that's how it must be, I suppose. Who am I to argue with your laws? Either way, I won't fight it. Do your worst.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Mama's little angel. Mama's little Daniel. Little angel Dan.
Dan? That's a nice name, Dasdania.
Dasdania. Such a foreign name. The name of a succubus, and the name of a life that is now long since over. I can't go back now. So I guess I start over and a new life, starting with these little hands.
Baby photos are Aww. So cute!
Dan was such an adorable little baby!
I have the most adorable set of pictures of him back at the inn.
Oh, I'd rather be dead again.
It seems I owe you a big apology, Dan.
Nah, it's okay. It's not like you're the first girl to try to slaughter me painfully.
I feel rather dumb, though. I mean, I tried to kill you based on an ambiguous prediction from the Oracle.
Can happen to anyone, really, with what they say. It's like they intentionally make their fortunes vague.
Eep! A guy is coming who is looking for his lost beloved. Can I give him the address?
I wish. But you know as much as I, we can't break union rules. So, make up some metaphor involving, fishing.
How can you just forgive me like that? I tried to kill you. Aren't you just a little angry?
Really? It's okay. Everything turned out fine. So why should I hold a grudge?
That's just so... so... amazing. I have never met anyone besides Merlitz who is so forgiving and understanding. I... Dasdania must be so proud to have such a wonderful and kind incubus like you for his son.
Wait... Stop there for a sec.
Something wrong, brethren?
Don't call me that. I'm not an incubus.
Don't be silly. Of course you are.
No, I'm not. I might be Dasdania's son, but I am not an incubus. The only thing I ever inherited from my mom was her wings. And that doesn't make me a...
Your first second wings came in. How exciting.
What?
And here's me without a camera to take a picture of this moment.
I got one.
What the heck did you do to me?
Nothing. All our kind get our second wings when we reach adulthood.
God, no!
Yes. When you reach adulthood, it fully kicks in. It's not like we are born with all the powers.
That's nice, but how do I reverse it? I don't want to be an incubus!
What? This is the greatest honor ever. You should be proud. Nothing is greater than entering the dreams of your prey and tearing them apart while they sleep. Not that I would ever do that to you, dear. I'm talking about before.
Maybe so. But I've got this urge to sleep with a bat regardless.
Oh, honey.
I'm sorry, Dan. I should have sat down and warned you about this sooner.
What? You knew?
Sort of. Mom told me a little bit about it before she left. She said you would begin showing a couple signs that your incubus side would be kicking in. And I did notice. I was just worried that you were going to panic. Of course, I guess you finding out this way is much worse.
Wait, signs? What signs?
Oh, let's see. How about the fact you've lived 3 years on nothing but ale?
You mean it's not full of vitamins and nutrients?
So, Lexi, shouldn't you be a succubus then?
Huh? Oh, Destania isn't my biological mom. My mom died about 2 years before Dad got married to Destania.
I'm sorry.
Nah, don't be. I was too young to remember, which is why I considered Destania my mom, since she raised me. It's not like it makes Dan any less my brother, and not like anyone cares about the details like that. You're upset.
Why, of course not. I just love the idea that I'm now destined to being a part of the demon race.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
Alexi, I was an adventurer, and I've seen the types that make up the demon race. Heck, I stopped a good deal of their plans myself. I don't want to be associated with a group that uses and hurts others for their benefit.
I think you're overreacting a bit.
There are freaking wings coming out of my head! I get every right to overreact!
Maybe you should lay down a bit, Dan. We can talk later and stuff.
Why am I the only one who seems to realize how bad this really is? How am I supposed to be calm when everything I am is when I'm not?
Aw, Dan, cheer up. I'm sure things will turn out okay. After all, you now have hundreds of years to come to terms with the change. Alexi, was Dan aware that succubi and incubi live for a couple thousand years?
Let me tell you a little story about timing, Mab.
Oh, hey, Dan. Whoa. Dan, your wings had, like, baby wings.
This isn't the best time for jokes, Fatofi.
Righto. Hope things work out.
Well, this definitely is a big change in my life. I guess I'll have to live with it. And outlive everyone I've ever cared about. Add into the fact that I'll likely start hunting others, and then be hunted down by other adventurers. Or does it actually change who I am? I wish I had some sort of sign to tell me.
Feeling better?
Pain has never felt so good.
Well, you seem happy today, Miss Serena. Doing well?
Indeed. Destania's death was only a metaphorical one, and now I find out she had a son.
Then, eh? Aren't you at all worried he's going to go into heavy denial?
Nonsense! Why would he want to? I'm sure after a few days when the shock wears down, he'll be thrilled. Besides, it isn't like he can hide his heritage.
So, this patch is in effect as long as I wear the bracer?
Yep!
Groovy! Well, this was a fun day indeed. At least I'm home and the problem is more or less solved. So now the whole ordeal can die quietly and be forgotten.
Where are your other wings?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but get this woman off me!
Wingies, where are you? You what? Why would you want to hide your wings? Don't you have any pride in your heritage? You should be proud to be an incubus. You should take pride in the fact that you're of such a great race and class. You should be proud to have such lovely head wings like the ones you have.
You know, last time I checked, pride was considered to be a deadly sin.
And it's a sin you should be proud of, damn it.
I failed to see why you're getting so wrapped up in what's in my life. Before all this, I was as fine as an adventurer. A retired one, too. Since most adventurers die in their 30s mid-battle. But that's not the point. The point is I'm an adult, and I'm fully capable of making my own decisions. And I don't really appreciate you coming in and telling me what to do with my life, regardless of what is expected that I should be doing. And furthermore,
will you stop looking at me like I'm six?
I'm 428. Compared to that, you are. Now be a good little incubus and do as I say, and I'll let you have this inky bear, okay?
Keep that freaky thing away from me.
Wait a second, Airy. We need to talk.
Can it wait? I need to follow Dan and make him see reason.
Hear me out. I know you want Dan to listen, but you have to admit this is a big change in his life. What Dan needs is some time to relax and come to his own conclusions.
Meh, I suppose you're right. Okay, I'll lay off the pressure and give Dan some space and time to realize his true calling. Which would take how long? A couple weeks, most likely. So I'll fill out the application papers for the Succubus and Incubus Academy for him in advance.
I guess I'm worried.
Oh? About what?
You know, the whole, am I still me? Or does this actually change who I am thing?
I don't think it really changes who you are deep down. And really, it's not what species you are, but what's on the inside that matters.
I got tentacles inside me.
I don't think he meant that in the literal sense. At least I hope not. Yeah. Though, that is kind of cool.
Ooh, wiggly.
Say, I haven't seen Wildy at all during all of this. Do you know where she is?
Ah, you care about her.
Pugh, hardly. It's just that if she isn't here, then she's at large. And I really hate to think what evil deed she is up to.
The cameraman was never seen or heard from again.
What the? Alexi must have put you down here after Arianna left you at the inn. How nice. Well, Bear, what should I do with you? Box you? Put you on a shelf?
You shall surrender to the darkness! Submit! Die, hero!
See? Extra speakers make the sounds and voices a billion times more realistic and immersive.
Yeah, those screams sound really genuine.
Some things are better left nonsense.
Daniel Tifiona needs to be brought to Psy Academy right away.
Recipe for Disasters was written and illustrated by Amber Williams. The original comic strip can be found at missmab.com. In this unofficial production, the part of Dan was played by James Rolls, Miss Mab by Catherine Willington, Merlitz by Joseph Morris, and Arianna by Kenny Heru. The part of Wildy-san was played by Miyaka, Alexi by TK Aria, and Destania by Hillary. The part of Falina was played by Blade, Fatofi was played by Mystic. Gyrus Gianna, Edward Tifiona, and Fatofi's brother were played by Tezcat. Also featured were Keaton, Zariala, and Cryptic as the Phoenix Oracles, Slipdance and Raist as Pip, and Sid the Zombie as himself. Additional voices were done by Tezcat and Joseph Morris. Engineering, sound effects, and music were done by Joseph Morris. Recording was done as a collaborative project over the internet. Final assembly and mixdown was done on tape at The Lab, Cumbran. This and other recordings can be found at dmfa.it-he.org.